You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good morning and a very warm welcome to that podcast on Money Control, which has always been your friend as long as there is trading going on the Lal Street. We are here to tell you what you can buy and what you can sell. Today is the 13th of May and that trend of us being your constant friend will continue today as well. My name is Rakesh Sharma and you're listening to Stock Picks of the Day right here on Money Control.
Stock Picks of the Day with Money Control.
We spoke to Sameer Chavan of Angel Broking and this is a list of top 2 stocks which could give 7 to 13% return in the next 3 to 4 weeks. So it's not just picks for the day, but it's pretty much picks for the month. So let's run through that list of stocks very quickly. BEML has a buy call, that is Bharat Earth Movers Limited has a buy call with the last trading price of 842.95 rupees. Target we're looking at is 900 rupees. Stop loss placed at 811.40 rupees for an upside of 7%. Next up, Heidelberg Cement with a buy call as well. Last trading price of 180.10 rupees. Target of 204 rupees. Stop loss 167 rupees for an upside of 13%. We'll come back in just a little while to find out why those stocks are attractive buy calls as far as Sameer and Angel Broking are concerned. But let's also find out what Sameer has to say about the recent trends set up on the Lal Street. We had a gap down opening on Monday last week by a fair margin on the back of mounting concerns over the trade war between the two largest economies, that is the US as well as China. During the entire week, the uncertainty on this development kept looming over the entire globe, including the Indian markets. The Nifty 50 lost nearly 4% from the previous weekly close, posting its biggest drop after October 2018. Since the last few weeks, markets slipped into a consolidation mode and has been struggling to overcome the 11,800 mark convincingly. Going forward, all traders will keep a close eye on the sacrosanct level of 11,549. So remember that number, 11,549, which gained tremendous respect in the last couple of occasions. But this level got thrashed brutally post this negative development, and then the sell-off was evident. After Friday's fall, we are back to sub 11,300 levels. We would like to highlight, this is Angel Broking speaking, a few technical observations, and here they go. Prices have now almost retraced 50% of the previous up move and have managed to test the daily 89 EMA as well. Going by the weekly time frame chart, this zone ideally should provide decent support for the markets, and therefore, if any bounce back has to start, it should probably begin from this crucial zone only. And what is this crucial zone? 11,549. But as we all know, such global developments can be very deceptive. Also, we are heading for yet another mega event on the domestic front. Mega is actually an understatement. And what is this mega event? The election verdict on the 23rd of May. So all these events are likely to weigh down heavily on traders' sentiment and should probably set the path for the next move. At present, the pragmatic ploy, as far as Sameer is concerned, would be to stay light and avoid trading aggressively in the market. In such difficult times, investors should be prepared with a list of marquee propositions which can be accumulated in this decline. Now, considering the environment that we're in, this is a list of top 2 stocks that pass muster as far as Sameer and Angel Broking are concerned. We start things off with BEML, which has a buy call. The price correction in this stock, which started in April from the levels of 1035, seems to be arrested by the formation of a bullish reversal candlestick pattern known as a morning star pattern. This pattern is witnessed with a good increase in volumes and on strong support levels of 200 DMA. In addition, momentum oscillator, that is RSI, is placed in deeply oversold territory, and therefore a strong bounce from the current levels cannot be ruled out. Looking at the good risk-reward ratio, the recommendation from Angel Broking is to buy the stock of BEML at the current levels, which is 842.95 rupees, for a target of 900 rupees, with stop loss placed at 811.40 rupees. That's BEML with a buy call. The second in the list of two, we have Heidelberg Cement. Heidelberg is, of course, a city in Germany, one of the most important cities in Germany as far as culture is concerned. I think they refer to it as Oxford of Germany, because it is a hub of educational institutions and so forth. Nothing to do with the cement company. This Heidelberg Cement has a buy call post the strong breakout seen on the weekly chart in March at around 170 rupee levels. The stock prices of Heidelberg Cement slipped into a consolidation phase above the breakout levels. During the past week, what we saw was a strong up move in the counter from the lower levels in spite of weakness in the broader markets, hinting at outperformance by the counter in the near term. Looking at the positive placement of major moving averages and oscillators, the sense is that prices have resumed the previous breakout momentum and are likely to march in the northward direction in the near term. And based on all of this, and because the momentum is also telling us so, the recommendation is to buy the stock of Heidelberg Cement at current levels. As I said, last trading price is 180 rupees 10 paise for a target of 204 rupees, with a stop loss placed at 167 rupees. That's Heidelberg Cement with a buy call. Now let's go through that list of top two stocks one last time. Bemel with a buy call, last trading price of 842 rupees 95 paise, 842.95, target 900 rupees, stop loss 811.4 for an upside of 7%. Heidelberg Cement with a buy call as well, LTP of 180 rupees 10 paise, 180.1, target 204 rupees 204, stop loss 167.167 for an upside of 13%. That's a fairly detailed technical analysis of why those two stocks are attractive today, and hopefully some of those names, one of those names, will pop up in your mind, not just today, but over the course of the next 3 to 4 weeks, because those calls from Sameer Tavan and Angel Broking do hold for the next 3 to 4 weeks or so. And like I said earlier, on a morning walk down the Lal Street, there are plenty of other podcasts for you to look forward to. Until the next time you hear from me, this is me, Rakesh Sharma, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us, and do stay with us on moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
Stock Picks of the Day with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.